Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Search and rescue operations continue in parts of Florida that are still reeling from Hurricane Ian. Hundreds of thousands of residents remain without electrical service there, and Governor Ron DeSantis says nearly 2,000 Floridians have been rescued since Ian made landfall near Fort Myers last week.
More than 1,000 personnel have gone door-to-door to 65 different structures to check on occupants, and those are mostly structures in the really hard-hit areas, the barrier islands and the like.
DeSantis says Florida's updated building codes likely prevented more severe damage to homes in Ian's path. The storm is blamed for at least 99 deaths statewide. In opening statements Monday, prosecutors said that five people being tried on seditious conspiracy charges stemming from their role in the Capitol insurrection had planned an armed attack. The founder of the far-right Oath Keepers and four others are accused of plotting to stop the certification of Joe Biden's election victory. Defense attorneys are accusing prosecutors of cherry-picking comments from messages, but saying they have no evidence to back up their charges. The U.S. Supreme Court is asking the Justice Department to weigh in on a climate liability lawsuit brought by two local governments against oil and gas companies. Joe Wirtz from Colorado Public Radio has the story.
Two Colorado counties sued Suncor and ExxonMobil in 2018 to make the oil and gas companies pay millions to cover the local costs of responding to climate change. An appeals court blocked the company's attempt to move the lawsuit to federal court where they could have an advantage. The companies want the Supreme Court to decide whether state courts have the power to impose the costs of climate change on energy companies. The court is considering taking up the case and is asking the Department of Justice to file a brief laying out the U.S. government's position. If the court does take the case, the outcome could have a major effect on state climate litigation. For NPR News, I'm Joe Wirtz in Denver.
For the first time in 5 years, North Korea has fired a missile over Japan. The BBC's Dee McKenzie reports that although the missile landed in the Pacific Ocean, residents of the northern island of Hokkaido were ordered indoors.
As people awoke this morning in Japan, they were ordered to take shelter as the missile flew through their airspace overhead. North Korea has launched a record number of missiles this year as it refines and increases its weapons. But this is the first time they've directed a missile over Japan for 5 years, marking a significant escalation. The launch comes as Japan, the US, and South Korea have been practicing how to defend against the North with joint military exercises. These drills are known to irritate the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un.
The BBC's Dee McKenzie reporting. You're listening to NPR News. Pollution from coal-fired power plants may be more widespread across the country than previously thought. WUNC Celeste Gracia reports from North Carolina. Researchers found coal ash in the sand of five lakes near power plants.
Coal ash is created from burning coal to generate electricity. The byproduct contains several hazardous metals, including lead and mercury. Duke University professor and study co-author Avner Vengosh says historically, it was thought that coal ash pollution was limited to possible spills or groundwater contamination.
Our new study basically suggests that hundreds to thousands of tons already left the disposal site and existing in open lakes.
Despite the finding, Duke Energy says water supplies are well protected from coal ash impacts. For NPR News, I'm Celeste Gracia in Raleigh, North Carolina.
The United States is preparing to send more aid to Ukraine as part of a new $625 million package to be announced on Tuesday. The new aid includes more advanced rocket systems that have become a key tool in Ukraine's ability to strike bridges that Russia has used to supply its troops. The tanks have also enabled Ukrainian forces to make inroads in Russia-controlled regions. It is the first U.S. aid package to Ukraine since Russia moved to annex separatist-held areas of Ukraine. Wall Street has seen its best day since July. The Dow Jones Industrials jumped 765 points in Monday's trading. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.